I know I should have started at the beginning, but I never start a book at the beginning. I started the book because the chapter caught my attention about perfect pitch.
Oh, yeah.
Or the lack thereof.
That's right.
And apparently many people think they have this.
Yeah, that's right. And they don't. By perfect pitch, and I write about this, my son Michael said, that it is your best chapter in the book. But it drove me crazy over the years that there are too many people which claim out of the blue sky to determine a concert pitch and hits an A and say, wow, that is 441 or that is 439. And I kept my mouth shut. You never talk back to an artist, right? Horowitz was terrible with this. Franz, you know, the piano's well in tune, but it is too high, it's too high. He said, maestro, how do you know? I have perfect pitch, you know. It's 441, I want it on 440. Well, you don't talk back to an artist, you know. So I would say, maestro, must be the atmospheric pressure or whatever. He said, I have plenty of time, I will check it, you know, all this. But it didn't. He came with this time and again. Piano's too low. Finally, I bought him a tuning fork, you know, in Cleveland, Ohio. I never forget this. It's nearby, Cleveland. He was playing there. I bought
him. They have tuning forks in
Cleveland.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And I bought it with my own money, you know, didn't even put in an expense report for Stanley with a lesser case. I said, maestro, here is a tuning fork. You want on four. We have to work together. You check my pitch, you know. Okay. And it's good that I did. He never knew where the tuning fork was. But he never mentioned it again. It's too high, too low, the piano. Until we came to the Concertgebouw in Amsterdam. Never forget this. He played in Amsterdam. And Maurice Breyer was there, because he had a concert too, a couple of days late, and they are very good friends, I remember that. And Horowitz comes to his rehearsal, which was always 4 o'clock in the afternoon, Saturday. Concert was 4 o'clock, Sunday. He comes, he sits at the piano, and he turns to us, you know, the few people which are there. You know what? I know now the difference between an American Steinway and the German Steinway. The piano which Steinway put into my suite, into the hotel, is so beautiful. And you know what? It has been tuned to 435. Impossible. The pitch is much higher over there. I kept my mouth shut. But here's my international director of concert services, Richard Probst. His guy spoke 8 languages. And he traveled with us. We went to Moscow, all over the place with him. And Richard, he never knew how to handle Horowitz. He opens up his mouth and wants to tell Horowitz it is quite different. The pitch is much higher in Europe. It's impossible. He didn't get far. You know nothing, Horowitz blew up. You know nothing. I don't want to see you. You go back to New York. I have nothing to do with pianos. He said, you sell cars, no used cars. He was so mad. Well, Richard Probst never saw him like this. His seat at the dinner table in the evening was empty, you know. Mm-hmm. He was gone, Richard Probst, I tell you. But he played his piano, loved it, you know, played through the program, enjoyed his piano. And, well, quietly I go to him after the rehearsal. I said, maestro, I have plenty of time tomorrow. You know, I won't even go to church. He always asked me, did you go to church? Did you pray for the concert? You know, always. So I didn't. I said, maestro, I don't even go to. I check your piano, you know. But yeah, I'm your tuner. I can tune your piano to any pitch you want me to tune. He said, but please let me know which pitch do you want me to tune your piano for the concert tomorrow. You know what he said to me? Franz, I want you to tune it to 439.5. It's true.
And if he'd shown up with his tuning fork, you'd have known you were in trouble.
Yeah, but too many people, they think they know and they don't. For instance, last year, I was on tour with Maurizio Pollini, you know, playing Schumann piano concerto, and with Berlin Philharmonic, Abbado conducting. and I have it in writing from them. I insist. What is the pitch? Under Karajan, it was 446 even. Okay. Now it is 443. Okay. The concert pitch. And for that reason, I carry a electronic tuning fork. If there's any question, you know, I can set a 443 and show them. Okay. First concert is in Boston, Symphony Hall. Nobody said anything. Pianos ride on 443. Fine. Next concert is in Carnegie Hall. You know, rehearsal is at 10 o'clock in the morning. I have my piano exactly on 443. Okay. So the A is given to the orchestra sitting there. And Schellenberger, the famous Berlin oboist, gets on his feet. Maestro, we are not playing with such a pitch. The piano is at least 445, you know. And I was ready. I opened my suitcase, my case, you know, put the thing on, you know, set on 443, run up the stage, you know, and hit the A and showed to them, you know, Maurizio Pollini was standing there in Schellenberger, in Nabado, you know, and the orchestra sitting there. 443, exactly 443. You know what Nabado says to me? You better check your electronics. You don't talk back to a great artist. Again, I said, Maestro, I have plenty of time this afternoon before the concert. I will check it. I couldn't change it. It was right on 443, okay? So comes the evening concert, you know, great success. They walk while the orchestra still sits, you know, Abbado and Pollini walk off the stage. Abbado turns to me and said, thank you so much for changing it. It was perfect now. Okay. It was my perfect pitch.
And you had similar problems with Ormandy.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean.
Oh, my goodness. It takes a long time, you know, another one who has perfect pitch. You know, he was the one, and he fought it, too, because the orchestra, most of them went up to 442. He had it 440, right? Mm-hmm. So, and I have, Andre Watts was the pianist, okay? Never gets this. Andre Watts is a Ormandy conducting, and they played the rehearsal, no problem. I have it on 440, okay. And he said to me, you know what? I'm not sure about your pitch, you know, Ormandy. I said, Maestro, let me check it. I really didn't have, the piano came from somewhere. I didn't have time to tune it for the rehearsal. I will check it. Mm-hmm. I think it is, he said, is too high, you know. Well, fine, good enough. We were good friends, Ormandy. And I tuned it. It was a little bit flat. So I tuned it exactly 440. And just before the orchestra plays an overture of first piece, and then they roll the piano out. Before they roll the piano out, Ormandy backstage in Avery Fisher Hall hits the A, gets mad at me. I'm standing there. Now the piano is lower than this morning, you know. And it was not low at all, you know. It said, Maestro, it said it's lower to you than this morning. You have no hearing, you know. I got mad. And people, they were afraid that I talked back to Ormandy like this. He went and conducted in a rage. He was in a rage, that guy, you know. And Henry Steinway said, Franz, good for you that you spoke your mind, you know. But I felt bad about it. You don't talk back to him. But I have perfect pitch, but they don't have, you know. I don't have perfect pitch. Nobody has, you know. But sometimes I might hit an A and I say, well, I'm not too sure, you know. Mm-hmm. It seems to be high or whatever. But I'm not sure, 100%. I need a reference point, right? And the reference point is a tuning fork. Then I know, right? But there are too many people which claim that they have this perfect pitch, which they don't.
And if you irritate the conductor enough, you finish 20 minutes early and everybody gets to eat sooner.
Right.